Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Central bankers have been taking the spotlight recently and are likely to do so again today. There was a pontification of US Federal Reserve speakers yesterday offering some mixed messages. Some, like Fed President Kashkari, were suggesting a more gradual pace of rate cuts. Some, like Fed President Daley, were suggesting that the Fed should keep on cutting. Underlying some of the other comments was a distinct sense of dissatisfaction with the last 50 basis point rate reduction, not because a rate cut was wrong per se, but because it was an outsized move. That was already hinted at it, the stage managed dissent from the last policy decision. However, bond investors seem to have been concerned by the voices calling for a more gradual series of rate reductions, and yields have risen in the global markets. This skittish reaction can at least in part be blamed on Fed Chair Powell's policy of depending on data that is not dependable. Markets have little forward guidance from the Powell Fed that they can now trust, especially after some of the policy errors of the past couple of years. And somewhat stronger short-term data combined with comments that contemplate the possibility of a more gradual rate-cutting path seems to be enough to unnerve investors. In the near term, it is worth remembering that US consumer price inflation is down 1 percentage point since December of last year, and a reduction of interest rates of 1 percentage point this year, implying a 25 basis point cut in November and again in December, would just be standing still in terms of real inflation-adjusted interest rates. Meanwhile, Bank of England's chief economist Pill has been opining on data quality, and the comments of any chief economist should obviously be treated with reverential attention. Actually, Pill was complaining back in May about the inaccuracy and inadequacy of UK labour market data, but the letter of complaint has only come to light recently. Specifically, fewer than one in five companies deign to answer the Office for National Statistics Labour Force survey in the UK, which means that the results really cannot be taken seriously. Any survey evidence with a response rate below 50% has to be treated with considerable caution, of course, and that means that a worryingly large number of economic statistics around the world are problematic. Pill is right to be critical, but it should be acknowledged that the Office for National Statistics at least has the honesty to admit the problems with the UK data. We're not done with central bankers either, for there are yet more crowding onto the world stage today, including ECB President Lagarde, Bank of England Governor Bailey, a variety of other ECB speakers, a couple of Bank of England speakers, and another Fed speaker. Given the skittish nature of bond markets at the moment, there is likely to be a little more attention paid to these comments, although there are fewer concerns about a slowing pace of rate cuts in either the UK or Europe. Finally, the UK's public sector net borrowing figures were published for September, coming ahead, of course, of the budget next week. These are of some global interest. The debt-to-GDP ratio was revised down, a reminder that a lot of the debt metrics that people get so excited about are subject to revision as unreliable data is adjusted. The data also showed a strong increase in tax receipts. Again, one of the problems of structural change in any economy is that conventional data often misses economic activity that is taking place. This was one of Pill's critiques of the UK labour force data. But while statisticians may have trouble finding you, the tax authorities will always tend to track you down. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.